and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, the 3rd of September, the day after Labor Day, 2024. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion in communities. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Ben, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Glad to see you got here in time on your scooter.
No, I was getting a ride from my dad, but I'll be getting home on the scooter.
Oh, I saw you on your scooter yesterday.
Yes, you did. That was the second day I had it. I've had it for many months, but it's been broken, and that was the second day I had since it was fixed.
So your car's broken, your scooter's broken.
Scooter was broken. When the car broke, that sped up the time it took me to fix it. It was
so, you ought to take a loan out and get yourself an electric bike, buddy.
You know what happened?
I bought these tubeless
tires, and they were defective. They would not go on, and so I bought tubes, put them inside of the tubeless tires, and now the scooter is wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yes. National Day?
Yep.
National Another Look Unlimited Day.
Another Look Unlimited Day?
Let's ignore that one and do National Welsh Rare Bit Day.
Okay, Welsh Rare Bits. Mm.
And Bowling League Day.
Bowling League. Okay, that's finally something I understand. Welsh Rare Bits. I'm almost afraid to ask what the bits are, you know? But National Bowling League Day? Yeah, we can go for that. Today's weather, sunny and hot, with a high near 100, and lows tonight around 67. Doesn't look like it's going to be heavy winds today. Wednesday, a high near 103. So we've got heat warnings going out, my friends. Thursday, 105. Friday, 104. But then Saturday, it drops dramatically to 99. So it'll be at 99 instead of 104. Sunday, about 94. And Monday, it's got here. Okay, it's got in here on the forecast 89, but we don't know if we can believe that. The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated store, family owned business, I should say, third generation out of Anderson. They have done a lot for our community. They have discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. They have other payment plans. They've got systems that tell them and you that your propane tank is getting low, so they can just come on out there and fill it for you, and you don't even have to worry about it. This and many more things. They treat their customers like friends. It's a veteran-owned business, my friends. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Ted Bambino, a friend of mine, but also, see, I suck up to the big guys here. He's also the president of the Ready Rodeo Association.
Good morning, Carl.
And you're kind of unusual because you haven't been in the Rodeo Association for 48 years or things like that. You joined this association when?
8 years ago.
8 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, well, that's not a long time to work your way up like you have.
Well, it isn't, but I will say that, you know, born and raised here in Reading, you know, the rodeo here has been, you know, part of my life, more so since Aaron and I have been married 42 years, and we've loved this Reading Rodeo. So even though I haven't been a part of it, I've had a passion and a love for it.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like I was since I moved here.
Yeah.
I watched this rodeo until, 4 years ago, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah.
I talked to Bennett and maybe you, I'm not sure, but Bennett for sure, and said, I'm thinking about joining, but I don't want to join unless I can try and help make a difference and things like that. But I realized that we all make a difference.
Oh,
everybody in that rodeo association makes a difference there.
Without a doubt. And we have some fantastic members and prominent people in this community that everybody contributes in their own way. And we'll reach out. We'll take more people that if you're listening and you want to be a part of the Reading Rodeo, get a hold of Carl or myself, and we'll direct you down that path. It is a year-long deal. I mean, we don't just go in the third week in May and say, wipe our hands and be done till next year. We're working on it full-time to make our rodeo better and more entertaining for our community. And then the other things that we're wanting to do with our facility to entertain more events at our facility, you know, that's a responsibility that we will also hold to be part of the Reading Rodeo.
Well, see, and that's the thing. When Ted says it's a year-long operation, well, it is, but it's not like you're out there every day or every weekend or anything like that. Things have to be done. We've got a great crew of people. You always have your inner core,
yes,
and then others that add on to it. But as we get closer, just like for anything, as we get closer, there's more and more that has to be done. And for 76 years,
yeah,
this rodeo has been here, and it has provided not just entertainment, but a kind of a core values to our people here.
It definitely does. I mean, the Western way of life is definitely what our philosophy is behind, you know, God, family, and community. And we live by those. We are as honest as we can be. We're family committed. We pray before rodeos, which there's, I think, only one other sport, which is NASCAR.
NASCAR. Boy, I tell you, I got beat up over that one when I said rodeo is the only one that does it. Boy, I tell you what, people, oh, no, we got NASCAR.
Yeah, definitely NASCAR is in there as well. But you can see the strength of their fan base with that.
Sure.
You know, so it has a lot of merit to it to have that philosophy behind you. But locally in the community, we live by that as well. We're here for our community. And I think that's what makes us all so passionate about it.
I think it's important that everybody understand that the Reading Rodeo has never taken any money from the taxpayers, not
Correct.
From the city. We've never asked for money from the city like so many other organizations have.
Yes.
We pay our own way.
That's a very good point. You know, as we go through what we're currently going through right now, the highlight of the point is what you just said. Not a penny from our taxpayer, not a dime from the general fund from the city of Reading. Nothing is put out there other than what we have earned and what we have made from the rodeo. And we have a manager that we've hired now, Cindy Schoenholt. She's been on your show before. She manages us with our finances, and we're financially sound. We've done a lot of things to get us in this position to move forward, and we're ready. We're ready to move forward.
Okay, and we're going to talk about that and right after we come back from this, from these messages. So we're going to take a little bit of an early break, and we'll be right back.
The best day of the week with Monday Night Football at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 13 screens inside overtime. Join us for an epic watch party packed with excitement, good company, and amazing prizes. 49ers, home game tickets up for grabs all season long. Enjoy the delicious buffet. Get your team gear on, grab your friends, and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. For complete details, visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared sauna supports weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Look for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance
Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. It's Tuesday. She's always on assignment for Tuesday. So, welcome back to the show. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. My guest is Ted Bambino, who is the president of the Reading Rodeo Association. And we just talked about it for 76 years. The Rodeo Association has been a success, has brought in, well, gosh, you know, I don't know, tens of millions of dollars to the city.
Yeah.
And has never taken a cent from the city. They
Correct.
Have done these rodeos and earned enough money to make enough to hold to the next year, because it's expensive to put on a rodeo. The only professional sport we have, it's nationally televised. It gets a lot of attention throughout the world. So, okay, your turn.
Well, with that said, yes, we are nationally televised. We do run our rodeo to make sure that we have, you know, the adequate funds to produce next year's rodeo. We had some trying times during 4 days of rain in 2019, and then the COVID year of 2020, you know, kind of put us in a bind, but we pulled out. We have some incredible sponsors within this community that step it up, and they're our investors, they're our partners, and we value that very much. So with all of that going forward, you know, we want to continue with the success that we've had with this rodeo. You know, Bennett has done a fantastic job
Bennett
the last 6 years.
Yeah.
He's still on board. I lean on Bennett a lot from past and what has been successful in the past and what hasn't been successful. But we have learned a lot. We have a very, very good board intact right now, that there's a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience from engineering to surveying to Skip Barker, who's retired now, is vice president from Gifford Construction. He knows
my
the construction
gosh.
End
what
of it.
Would we have done without Skip?
No, he's Skip's a lifesaver. So When you watch,
I carry paint around for Skip. That's my job.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it shows when you watch this on the Cowboy Channel and you see our facility, even though it's a little rough around the edges, and we know that, but on the Cowboy Channel, you look, and this place is phenomenal. Our new lights, they shine bright, and the paint that Skip applies throughout that place makes a huge difference.
Why do we need 40 years?
Well, that's a great question. For us to do what we want to do and to acquire the grant monies that we're going to apply for and to get private funding, just like a loan, you have to have at least 30 years of stability for somebody to give you grant monies for that long-term loan or grant that they're going to give you. What they don't want to do is give you a large amount of money grant, and then 5 years from now, you know, something changes, city council changes, our board changes, whatever changes, and then that grant is never executed to its fullest intent.
Right.
So you have to have long-term leases to acquire that.
And the money's out there.
It is out there, and all of this isn't just, you know, our whim, our idea that, oh, that's why we want to. We have financial people who are part of our sponsorship, our partners that we've reached out to and got the information from them on what we should have as far as the lease longevity. And those are their recommendations to us. And so we don't just think this stuff up and come up with a, you know, back of the truck cowboy.
Oh, here it is. Let me pull this out of my butt.
Yeah.
Now, some of the plans for moving forward, if the lease is given, and some of the things that the Reading Rodeo Association can accomplish once we have that lease.
Well, we have kind of a timeline in which this goes. We have short-term opportunities and improvements that we want to do from bleacher replacement, a lot of ADA work that needs to be done that is rather expensive. We have the unpretty things like electrical, sewer. We have clubhouse work that has to be done because that's the face of our rodeo when we bring people in there, and that needs some work. We have bleacher replacement that we want to. You've been down there helping me replace those boards on the north end.
Oh, yeah.
Those boards are rickety, and we replace probably 20, 30 of them every year, and by the time we're done, we have to go back and redo the bottom side. So
painting. Repair of boards, power wash. I mean, all this stuff is done, but replace the bleachers and be able to expand the bleachers.
Correct.
Too.
Yeah, there's a lot of room for expansion.
Yeah.
And then as we go with these not so big highlight ones, like our warm up arena outside, we want to redo the warm up arena out there. Yeah, it's not a lot of warm and fluffy stuff, but you got to understand this rodeo brings in $100,000 horses, and these horses need proper footing and proper areas to warm up their animals. We can't just throw them out there on a rocky old gravel pit and tell them to warm
up before they're in.
Or asphalt. So those are the things that are short term. A little bit more long term would be our announcer's box of buckaroo seating above the bucking chutes. We would like to expand from the north end to the south end, the rodeo flats, and do VIP boxes, elevated boxes that would be up above the rodeo bucking chutes, and then we could incorporate a announcer's booth similar to Reno, but not that grandiose, but similar to that, to where we can have sponsors facilitate these boxes. They would own them and rent them, and they would be theirs year in and year out. Not highly unlikely to do. We have a lot of people approaching us. They want to be the constructors of that. They want to be part of it. How many can you sell? We could pretty much sell every one of those, we feel, pretty rapidly. But those are the immediate ones. Now, when you start talking 10 to 15 to 20 years from now, we would like to take these improvements and incorporate them into a facility that would be similar to a facility in Spanish Fork, Utah, which is a completely encased arena with covers on the bleachers, especially on the west side. And then we would make this more into a multi-use facility to where we could have, you know, concerts. Advanced Reading would be able to get them off the grass and use this facility for their concerts so they could get more people, have better accommodations with bathrooms and concessions and so on. So those are the things that we have long-term plans for. And are they achievable? I mean, I've heard comment that we've had plans before over the years and that we haven't accomplished them. But these are very doable. But it all hinges on long-term lease. Nothing matters unless we get the long-term lease. And then the city has asked us, you know, to do certain things. We have done, 4 or 5 years, we've done ADA ramp improvements. We paid off our lights that REU helped us with. We've done that. The riverfront specific plan kind of popped up out of nowhere. We embraced it. We didn't fight it. We embraced it. We had a seat at the stakeholders table with Baron Browning sitting at every one of those meetings. We were at every public group session at the civic, sitting in the round tables. We've toured our facility with the facilitators of the riverfront specific plan people. We gave them hours tours. So we haven't been pushed back on this. We welcome improvement to this community. We welcome riverfront improvement, but we don't want to ruin our tradition. We want to give the community what it wants. We want to give the community what it deserves. And this is the way we want to do it. And you're right. The economic impact to this community is $8 to $10 million a year. It needs to be redone. We think it could be higher than that. But that's a pretty significant impact to a city that's kind of financially strapped on certain situations with improvements out there. And we just, for the like of us, don't understand why we're fighting for our life, basically.
Okay, so tonight there's going to be a meeting. It was going to be on the 17th, but somehow they've got another one going tonight. Down at the City Hall, and we're asking that people come down and listen to this because they want to put the City Council came up with an ad hoc committee at the last meeting to discuss this? Or?
Correct. We put a request in to be on the 17th agenda. And basically what we want to do is we want to show the highlights of the 24 rodeo. We want to show the successes of it. We want to show the community involvement with our friends at the Asphalt Cowboy, their pancake breakfast, and everything they do. We want to be very positive, and then we want to just ask for them to consider, you know, getting us into a long-term lease. And then all of a sudden, this ad hoc committee popped up. And an ad hoc committee, if the listeners don't know, is a committee that they want to develop from two council members, and they want to structure this lease for the Reading Rodeo, and to give up to July of 2025 to have this done. Well, that's another almost a year from now. And in my business world, when you structure leases, your attorneys do your lease structure, not ad hoc committees from people that don't do this for a living. And we don't do it for a living, and I'm not sure the council members do it for a living, except one possibly, and he would have to excuse himself from that because of his involvement with some of the development. But this is kind of absurd. So we're not really sure what the purpose of is it to prolong this. But we're ready, and we want the community to come. We do not want this to be a negative campaign. We want it to be positive. We want to make sure that we drill it in about what the rodeo means to you, to your family, to the community, to your business, to your kids, and it's a Western way of life, and it's a very, very good one here in Redding, California.
Absolutely. So it's rare that I've ever talked to anybody that doesn't believe that the rodeo is just an integral part of Redding's ambiance, that it's been here, and it provides such a great time, and as you could easily explain to people. I mean, sponsors and advertisers for our rodeo are just kind of like, I hate to say this, but sometimes it's almost too many that want to be part of our rodeo.
You're very true with that. We had to turn some down last year simply because we have a philosophy is if you're going to partner and be one of our partners and invest in us, we want to make sure you get your return on your investment.
Yeah.
And because of the amount of sponsors that we had and the time frame in which we had the rodeo, we were going to be unavailable to do that. And so we kind of involved them in a little lower level sponsorship. And then we can build on that, you know, as time goes on.
You want to give people their money's worth, and you're not going to just take their money.
That's correct.
And say,
that's correct.
You know, and say, okay, I'm going to take the same amount as I did this group over here that has this, that has the
right.
pavilion,
right.
and I'm going to take your money. No, it's not fair, but that's the kind of people that run this association are.
That's true, and we value them immensely.
And let me tell you one other part that we haven't even touched. That I went for the first time this year was a special kids day. I will never miss that again. And
yes.
where kids come in from all, I don't know, 200 kids.
Yeah.
Kids with special needs ride a horse. And I tell you what, there's some tears in eyes out there watching this.
There is. And it's the day of the year that we encourage our members to get involved. If you don't have time, come down for that one day. We do it with our friends, the Asphalt Cowboys. This is a joint venture. This is for our kids that are less fortunate than us. I would encourage anybody. I would encourage the city council members to come down and just stand on the sidelines and watch this event for one day, and you will never feel more grateful for what the Reading Rodeo does for this community than that one single event.
Yeah.
It's very special.
I tell you what, I'm thinking about bringing my horse down there this year. She's quiet, and she would just like being led around instead of having a real job.
Yeah.
And the kids and the parents and the teachers, they've got wagons out there for parents and kids to ride around in, the horses, yeah. all of this. It's a great event.
It is.
And that's just one of the ones that come along during Rodeo Week.
It is, and we pride ourselves in it, and our unity with the Asphalt Cowboys is that's the one day of the year where we actually are in the arena at the same time. They're usually
yeah.
out promoting the rodeo with the gang beat breakfast and the bank robbery and all of that,
mm-hmm.
and we're getting ready to put the rodeo on. But that one single day during the busy time of the third week in May every year, that 2.5-3 hours is a focus time of being grateful.
It is. And, Ted, we've run out of time here, but my friends, come down to the city council meeting tonight and just listen to what's going on. I don't know if they're still going to have this on the 17th so you can see the plans. Is there a place that people can see the plans that the Reading Rodeo Association is
You know,
is
you
making?
You can email me and I can send it. You know, one of the things is this is a timeline. So this
yeah.
is kind of our Bible, if you said, for the next 15 to 20 years. If we get a chance to show it on the 17th, I would encourage you to come down because we want to show that. We want to show the city. We want to show council. And if we're successful with what we're trying to accomplish here, stay tuned. We may even have some sort of event down at the rodeo grounds to show everybody that.
Well, all right. Now, I also want people to understand, though I'm a member of the Reading Rodeo Association and I thoroughly believe in it and believe we should have it, I'm not a spokesman for the Reading Rodeo. So I don't make pronouncements. Ted does. Ted and the board does. I'm just a supporter like many, many thousands are out there. And it's time that we start getting into this, or we could conceivably lose our rodeo.
It's a possibility.
There's a possibility there.
Yeah.
Because the city council will not stand up. Some of them will not stand up and say, no, we believe the rodeo should be here.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's 3-2.
Correct.
Now, maybe 4-1. Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah. And the frustrating thing about it, Carl, is it's not like we're a hindrance on the community. It's
no.
not like we're a financial burden on the community or the taxpayers. It's not like we're a negative impact event. Everything's positive. The financial outlay is positive because there is none for the city and the taxpayers. So it's really kind of stunning to be in this situation. So we encourage them to step up. We want to do this professionally. We don't want to, you know, come out with a negative campaign and tell people, you know, how we think you should think. We just want to convince them with our public and our fans and our community on what's right.
The Reading Rodeo Association and the city. There's also an election coming up, and I'll just mention this. And the fact is, there are some people running this year that part of what they want to accomplish is keeping the rodeo here and giving that long term.
Yeah.
When as people cycle through here that are running for office, those are some of the things we're going to ask.
Yeah.
So, Ted, thanks a lot for being here with
us. Thank you, Carl.
And by the way, Ted's company, I mean, besides being the president of this, it's Ultra Fencing. And so, I mean, you've also got a company to run
out
there.
Yeah, I got a couple of good young men that are running it, my boys. And so they're doing a fantastic job, and they're allowing me to do this. So, you know, it is time consuming, but our family is definitely committed.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo Association. The meeting tonight at 6 p.m. at the City Council. We're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading and won Best in the North State 2023-2024, and there's a reason for it. They are the best in the North State. The only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. You can design jewelry there, and they'll build it for you. They'll help you design it. Great selection of jewelry. Locally owned, locally operated. Been here for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with the Asphalt Cowboys.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
This Sunday, Lake Reading Park will be a smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up their barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Eat it there or use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live and silent auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $15 at the event or pre-purchase for $13 from any Asphalt Cowboy, Paint Marts in Reading and Anderson, San Francisco Deli, or Lulu's Restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu's serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soups, salads, sandwiches, steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's, and you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Reading Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Harvest time means cash time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join us for our $50,000
cash harvest. Swipe to win drawing.
Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Win up to $200 free slot play at weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Don't miss the final drawing on September 26th and October 31st for a chance to win up to $2,000 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta to Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. Thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle? My guest is. Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Ben, you need to jump into this and get yourself an electric bike. Because you don't make any money. You don't make a lot of money, even though you work like 12 jobs. You could probably get a rebate here and get yourself an electric bike. Think about it. Safer. Carry more stuff on it. I could have you work harder. My guest is Barry Weisswasser.
Very good.
From the Asphalt Cowboys, who was the outstanding cowboy in the year 2000. It's been a steady downhill after that.
I was the millennial cowboy.
You were the millennial cowboy. He has diapers on and everything there.
Yeah.
Hey, usually we see Barry toward rodeo, but now we see him twice a year. Now the big barbecue is happening.
Our 70th annual community barbecue in Lake Redding Park. I want y'all there. Because you're going to be there with 7,000 or more of your best friends.
There you go.
Excuse me.
Chokes you up, doesn't it?
It does. You know, I've been doing this for 25 years now. Not this radio discussion, but that being in the Asphalt Cowboys. And I choke up every time because I'm always one cooking the tri-tip or the chicken so the smoke gets to me. Made my voice what it is today.
I thought it was beer. All it's done.
No, that just rinses the smoke out.
Out. Okay. Now, it's going to happen this weekend.
This Sunday, this coming Sunday, September 8th, serving from 11 to 6 p.m., 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., tri-tip, chicken, cowboy beans, coleslaw, garlic bread. And if you eat in the park, maybe some of your favorite beverages. And ice cream for the kids.
And ice cream for the kids. Soda pop.
Yep. So
this food is
going to be great.
What?
This food is good.
This food is outstanding. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, if you just want to drive through like I've done many times, you think, oh, gosh, the line's going to be forever. No, it's not. It's not. It moves. You're constantly moving through there because they've got like 10 teams that run out, hand you your lunch, and people just drive on through. I mean, you're constantly moving.
I've talked to most people and ask them how long they've had to wait in line, and they say, well, never more than 10 minutes from the time they get to the park until they get their meal.
Yeah,
and we have all the volunteers and the ladies putting together the meals in the clamshells, the to-go boxes, and they're busy girls, I'll tell you what. And wasn't for them, we'd be, I was going to say out to lunch, but no, that wouldn't make it right.
Okay, what about the, how much do y'all prepare for this? I mean, not get ready, but how much tri-tip and chicken and beans do y'all make for this?
Well, we ordered more this year than last year. We ordered 500 pounds more of tri-tip, which brings it up to 5,000 pounds. and 3,000 pounds of chicken. We've ordered more chicken. And, yeah, we're going to make
5,000 pounds of tri-tip.
Yes.
3,000 pounds of chicken.
Yes.
And that's just for the Asphalt Cowboys.
Yeah.
You got
not counting what the,
what the people
what
eat,
we serve.
What we serve.
Hey, we
5,000 pounds?
Yes.
Now, when do you start cooking that?
We will start the fires about 6 in the morning and put the first tri-tip on, like about 7, kind of slow cook it. We raise it up pretty high and slow cook it so it doesn't get too fast. When it is done and we bring it off at a reasonable temperature, and then we put it in warmers. We don't want it to dry out and overcook before they start slicing and serving.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys...
So, yeah, it's quite an operation. We will start preparing the beans Saturday morning, you know, soaking the beans, cutting up the vegetables, cutting up the bacon, the and other ingredients that go into the beans. I'm sorry. And
you want some water?
Oh, no, I'll probably drown.
Beer?
Okay. I'm kidding, come on.
I don't think we have beer.
No, that's a good thing. Now, Jack Daniels, on the other hand.
Okay. Hey, we have to take a break right now. Get us back on schedule here. Four Winds, oh, I already did that. Cornerstone Community Bank, I got carried away. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. It is a community bank. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, 1845 California Street and 192 Harton Avenue in the old Cornerstone Shopping Center, and the newest branch down in Anderson on Ventura Street. They are a local bank, local board of directors. It's kind of like the Cheers of banks. You walk in, they know your name. They've won awards as being one of the best small banks in the country. So this tells you something about the professionalism and how they run their place down there at Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy doing business there. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop by one of the branches and talk to them. It's a good place. We'll be right back with Barry Weisswasser from the Asphalt Cowboys.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the thing they say just can't be found.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families, veterans, business owners, and seniors since 1993. Judy knows what she's doing. She's got two separate divisions. One for your insurance, one for financial management. If you're looking for a second opinion on insurance, what if you can't get homeowners insurance and you know how tough it is? Give Judy a call. She has assets that can help you. Maybe you need a second look at your retirement plan, your 401ks with this economy. Give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to the Members First Credit Union. I'm here with the Asphalt Cowboys representative, Barry Weisswasser, a friend of mine, and a cowboy for, gosh, at least 25 years. How long have you been a cowboy?
Yeah, 25 years month.
You know, it's amazing that you can still get into that same shirt 25 years later.
I know, isn't it? It's expandable. That's not funny. Okay, it is.
Okay, we're talking about this Sunday is the annual barbecue down at the Lake Redding Park.
Yep.
It starts at
11 o'clock. We'll start serving. Get in line early.
Yeah. How many pounds of beans or gallons?
You know, I honestly don't know.
Okay.
I've been on.
But there's lots.
Yeah, there's lots.
And
700 or something like that.
Yeah, 5,000 pounds of tri-tip, 3,000 pounds of chicken. I mean, and the food's good. You can drive through, pick it up. Doesn't take you very long to do that. You said 10 minutes. We came in at the end. I mean, not the end, but we got in during the middle of the day where it was pretty busy, and it wasn't 10 minutes for us.
I mean,
it moves through. So,
right.
Or you can just eat there.
Yep.
At
eat
the park.
In the park.
Eat at
That's
the park.
Right.
Now you also got other things.
Yes, we have a live and silent auctions going to be going on. We're going to have live music in the park. I honestly can't remember the name of the band, but I understand they're very good. They're local, so that's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun in the park.
It always is. And where's the money go?
Well, the money goes to several different destinations. Number one, we have a scholarship fund.
Mm-hmm.
We just gave away a scholarship to Riley Combs, who is going to Harvard and studied law.
Oh, well, that's a waste.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
No,
I'm just kidding. You're one of our one of our people going to Harvard and studying law.
She's
She and
very smart girl.
You want people? Yeah, you want people that believe in what we're doing out here to be lawyers. Frankly,
hopefully. But yeah, we're gonna have a great time in the park, and be sure and come by and say hi to me. I'll be cooking chicken this year on our barbecues, and lots of guys on the tri-tip, and you don't bother talking to the coleslaw or beans. They'll be sitting down sleeping most of the day.
Kurt Hoyer.
Kurt Hoyer is a slicer.
He's a slicer, and I tell you what, that man can slice some tri-tip.
Yes, he can. Otherwise, we'd kick him out. I mean, we don't have time. No, there's a lot of slicers. One even tried to slice his finger off last year, but failed miserably.
But you could have been that lucky person to get that tri-tip with that piece of finger in it.
Extra rare. It's
extra
got
rare.
More blood on it.
Okay, I'm just... No.
Yeah, no, he's kidding.
Absolutely. Okay. It goes to scholarships. It goes to good causes.
We have, last year we purchased a dump trailer and a trailer for the sheriff's department's,
cleanup crew.
Yes. The marijuana eradication.
Oh, okay.
They have a bobcat. They load the bobcat on the trailer, load all of the excess, contraband and haul it off. We also bought ballistic shields for the Redding Police Department. We have purchased, we've done other stuff too.
No, I know. You've done, things for the community. Now, this one, along with the pancake breakfast, is one of the two major fundraisers you all have.
Yes, we have the big breakfast.
Yeah.
We have the barbecue. We do Cool April Nights breakfast 2 days.
Oh, okay.
We've done many of the high school sober grads. We serve breakfast for the young people.
The one thing people also is that this is an organization under the sheriff. And
correct.
When we had the car fire, y'all were out there feeding people. And other fires, other emergencies, the Cowboys come together. And they provide food for a lot of people out there.
Yes, we've done...
it's not just, we're being very jovial here, but they also get into times that our community is in need.
Yes, we are actually sworn volunteer deputies of the Shasta County Sheriff's Department. We have cooked meals for fire evacuees or emergency evacuees, the fire crews. The fundraiser we put together for the car fire, we put together in 4 days. We got over $76,000 in donations. And, anyway.
No, I mean,
and helped over 70
I remember
people,
that. I remember how y'all were out there for that. And, helping a lot of people, and when there's things like this, the Cowboys come together and provide food, to people that need it, as we know, as that hit us with the car fire and other fires around here in our area. Barry, okay, this Sunday from
11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And the live auction.
We have the world's largest drive-through, by the way.
Yeah. Your live auction goes 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., and that includes a 5-day, 4-night Shasta Lake houseboat vacation from Silverthorne.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Campora Propane, R&R Meats, and Block Beverage, corporate sponsors.
Yep.
There you go. All right.
Come on, come on.
How do people get tickets?
Well... If you see an asphalt cowboy, you can't miss him. He's walking around in his yellow shirt. And you can buy them from them. You can buy tickets at Lulu's restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy tickets at San Francisco Deli.
All right.
You can buy tickets at Redding Paint Mart on Larkspur. They're in their new building. You got to go check it out. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, so the Paint Mart on Larkspur. Lulu's, everybody knows where Lulu's is, and San Francisco Deli.
Right.
All right. Barry, thanks a lot. thanks a lot for what the Asphalt Cowboys do for our community, too.
Well, thank you, guys. And we appreciate the opportunity to come here and laugh with you, Carl. Or at you.
At me. You're the guy who walks around with a weird yellow shirt on.
And don't forget the green necktie. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break for the news. We're coming back. Jennifer Cram from O2 is going to join us, and she's got a lot of information. Every time she comes on, it's just like a fountain of information for us business owners telling us what we have to beware of out there with the state. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump getting back on the campaign trail today with an event in Atlanta. Mr. Trump took Labor Day off. Meanwhile, the Harris campaign is hitting the road.
The vice president's team calls it the Reproductive Freedom Bus Tour, and it demonstrates how important the Harris campaign views the abortion issue. It was a dominant theme at the Democratic National Convention, and the bus tour will be making more than 50 stops across the nation. The first event takes place near Donald Trump's Florida home in Palm Beach. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The latest Russian missile attack on Ukraine has killed at least 41 people, 180 others wounded, according to Ukrainian President Zelensky. In the aftermath of Venezuela's disputed presidential election, a judge issuing an arrest warrant for former opposition presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez.
Mr. Gonzalez was the candidate who ran against Nicolas Maduro in the country's recent presidential election. Since the vote, his opposition alliance has published voting data which it says shows he won the election by a huge margin. However, the National Electoral Council declared President Maduro the winner, prompting major protests across Venezuela. Now, the possibility that Mr. Gonzalez may also be detained on charges of inciting public disorder and conspiracy has suddenly become far more likely.
The BBC's Will Grant. Four people shot to death on a commuter train outside Chicago. It happened at the Forest Park station. It's an above-ground stop on the Chicago Transit Authority Blue Line route. The suspect did get away but was later arrested on a train on a different route, according to police. Russian President Putin visiting Mongolia, but there is no sign the host country will arrest him on an international warrant stemming from the ongoing war in Ukraine. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 326 points, NASDAQ off 260. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, folks, Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back. But what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at the Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax advantage status. So text PREPARE to 989898. That's PREPARE to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
Israel losing some support from one of its allies.
UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer's government said it's suspending exports of some weapons to Israel. These suspensions were announced by Foreign Secretary David Lammy.
For certain UK arms exports to Israel, there does exist a clear risk that they might be used to commit or facilitate a serious violation of international humanitarian law.
Lammy, who has visited Israel twice in the past 2 months as part of Western efforts to push for a ceasefire, said that he is a friend of Israel, but called the violence in Gaza horrifying. I'm Norman Hall.
Outgoing Japanese Prime Minister Kishida is going to South Korea, the mission aimed at improving the two countries' relations. The South Korean president's office says the two leaders will discuss further developing two-way ties, as well as strengthening their cooperation in regional and in global issues. News and analysis at townhall.com. A long-delayed trial begins this week for a man who killed 10 people in a supermarket in Colorado.
No one disputes that Ahmad Al-Aliwi Alisa opened fire at a King Super supermarket in Boulder, Colorado in 2021. He's pleading not guilty by reason of insanity to 10 counts of first-degree murder, 15 counts of attempted murder, and other offenses. Survivor Emily Giffen recalled that fateful day.
He went hunting in a barrel full of fish, like... nobody was prepared.
Prosecutors will argue Alisa had been planning the shooting, researching things like what kinds of bullets are the most deadly and information about the Christchurch attacks in New Zealand. The defense plans to focus on his mental state. I'm Jennifer King.
One person is dead, two others missing after a boat they were on hit a jetty in Old Saybrook, Connecticut. The missing apparently were not wearing life jackets. There were 8 or 9 people on board the vessel, that according to local media accounts. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. But Linda's never here on Tuesdays, or she's here rarely on Tuesdays. Sometimes she comes in to see Jennifer, who is our guest today. Today, the 3rd of September, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And Ben's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
It was, what was the National Bowling League Day?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Okay. Today is going to be sunny and hot with a high near 100 and a low around 67 tonight. Now, rest of the week, it's going to be in the triple digits. Wednesday, 103. Thursday, 105. No, that's Thursday. Friday, 104. And Saturday is going to start cooling off with a 99. And Monday, they're saying a high near 89. Whoa. We can hope for that. Weather reports. Yep. So we're going to be in the heat advisories rest of the week until this weekend. There's no, even though it says there's a slight chance of showers Friday night, I wouldn't count on it. But no high wind advisories or any of that. Just going to be a heat advisory. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business. They're into the third generation out there in Anderson, a great group of people, the Kenny family. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other plans for their customers. They've won awards for hiring veterans. This is the type of family they are. They're just great people. This business is locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Ta-da! And I'm here with Jennifer Cram, who is the Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. Yay. Always happy to have you here.
Thank you. So good to be here.
Well, it was Labor Day.
Labor Day. Yes.
And?
Yes. And so, you know, we kind of take for granted and think that we just get another day off and we get to, it's like the end of summer, right?
Labor Days are ones you do have barbecues and all this.
You do.
That's what it's for. I mean, when you get into Memorial Day and Veterans Day, it's, you know, to me it's a little bit different, but Labor Day?
Labor Day. Well, yep. Labor Day is for the working, right? So, Labor Day goes back to 1894 when Labor Day was actually started as a national holiday.
Wow.
I know, 1894. And it was back in the day when they were concerned, you know, mostly with unionization and also making sure that people had reduced working hours.
Mm-hmm.
Back in those days, they used to work 80, 90 hours a week, and they had unsafe work conditions. They were working in the heat. They were working in the mines. They were working in very difficult conditions. And so it became a situation where people said, we got to change this. We got to get down. So now we're at a 40-hour work week, and we have better work conditions.
And you don't have 10-year-olds working 60-hour weeks.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah. There was a lot of child labor. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So Labor Day was founded and created, and here we are, and it's to celebrate those that are actually working, the working folks.
The working folks.
The working folks.
As opposed to
the non-working folks. Exactly, exactly. So congratulations to all of you that are out there working hard and continuing to do your thing, making the world go round. We definitely need you.
Yeah, it's not as easy as it was 3 years ago. I mean, I'm not being political, but just the cost of everything has gone up.
Oh, the cost is insane.
And the people and wages have gone up, but they haven't been able to keep up with inflation.
No.
It's kind of a negative each year.
It is. It's definitely a battle that we're continuing to fight, and there's, a much larger arena going on for that.
That's above our pay grade until we vote. So with Labor Day, and it should be celebrated.
Yes.
We just saw a documentary on Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, yeah.
Roosevelt was also the governor of New York, but he also had other jobs in the state of New York. And he went to these tenements down there in New York City where they used to do production, clothing production, and other productions inside the tenements.
Okay.
Where you had people, 8 people living in a room and doing, I mean, it was horrible working conditions.
Yeah.
And that was one of the first things he did was he got a law passed so you cannot do work in tenements.
Nice.
I know. And just, he was really a friend of the working man.
Absolutely.
Even though he came from money and he had a silver spoon in his mouth and all that, as they say. But he was a trust buster. He went after monopolies and all this. It was really interesting to watch his documentary, how he was such a friend of the working man.
So important. And it's so amazing to see all of the changes over the years that have happened and, you know, that continue to happen, some good, some bad, especially for employers, some for employees. You know, it definitely makes it a challenge, but a lot of good. A lot of good's come out of it.
Well, and then we come back to O2 Employment Services.
Yes.
Which walks us through the minefields.
Yes.
The last time you were on, we talked about the violence in the workplace.
We did, yep.
And we had our HR person get in on. You had a free webinar, I guess.
We did.
On violence in the workplace and things that you had to do to establish in your workplace. It's almost every size business, I think.
Almost every size. Yep, 10 or more, unless you have a customer-facing business. So if you have 10 or more, you're required. But if you have less than 10, but you're a customer-facing business, meaning you have customers come into the business, you're required to have it as well.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, it was a great presentation, and we have it recorded. We can get it to you guys and get it online so that people can access it if you're still having questions, because it's kind of an undertaking. It's not just like print out a document and put it in a binder and you're done. You actually have to involve your employees and make sure you do a hazard assessment and do an activity log and make sure if you have an investigation, you follow up on it and all that good stuff. There's a lot of pieces to it, plus ongoing training annually, every year, and with all your new hires. So definitely something to make sure you have.
So get ready, Ben. I'm going to teach you about hazards in the workplace. Or no, violence in the workplace.
Violence.
And if you're late one more time, you're going to be right there at the forefront. He's never late.
No.
Maybe a minute. That's okay.
That's okay.
As long as
it is not okay.
You're right. It's not. Am I tough to work for?
I would not say so.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Not out loud.
Not out loud.
Not in front
I'll
of people.
Talk to you later.
That's it. Okay. You can walk people. I tell you what, let's take an early break because it's going to take a longer answer.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, a teaching hospital with has 22 residents going through their program right now, two of which were on the show and said they're standing ready and they love it here, which is kind of the idea is introduce these young doctors and to what living up here in the North State could be and the advantages plus the opportunities for them to prosper up here. And this is going on over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. They're working not just at the hospital, but at local clinics around here, including the VA. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will be as smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up their barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Eat it there or use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live and silent auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $15 at the event or pre-purchase for $13 from any Asphalt Cowboy, Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, San Francisco Deli, or Lulu's Restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soups, salads, sandwiches, steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's, and you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Get ready for the ultimate showdown at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championships presents Fight Night. Experience this adrenaline-packed night on Saturday, September 14th. Fight Night brings the excitement of amateur, pro, and titled MMA fights. Tickets start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play. This event sells out fast, so grab your tickets today. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Steve Clark, owner of Minuteman Press. You know us for doing things like business cards, booklets, and direct mail, but we do something else you may not know about. If you are missing a person or a pet, we want to help reunite you with your loved one by offering free colored flyers. Just call Minuteman Press at 221-0400. We are so grateful for the support of this community, and we are happy to be able to give back. So again, if you are missing a person or a pet, please call Minuteman Press for some free flyers. 221-0400. That's 221-0400, Minuteman Press.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Live at the Cascade Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I want the line.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
Welcome Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Pott. It is 8:18 in the morning here on the 3rd of September. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hop into our chat room if you'd like and be nice in there. And they have. I'm here with Jennifer Cram, who is the Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we're talking about Labor Day. Now, then we talked a little bit about violence in the workplace, that you all had a free online class people.
Yep.
So what else we have going on here?
Oh, gosh. There's always something. Minimum wage is going up again. Just to make everybody's day.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
What's it going up to?
$16.50 an hour.
Okay, we'll drop you to that. Yeah, you unhappy?
Yeah.
Huh? And we can always drop that.
Yes. So, and there's obviously...
How much an hour?
$16.50 an hour.
Unless you work in fast foods.
Unless you work in fast foods. Then we're at $20. And that's probably going up again. Yeah.
And then if you work in the hospital.
$25,
no matter what you do there.
Correct. Correct. I think it's a stepped program, actually. Yeah. But, yeah, it's definitely $23 to $25, and it's going to be, yeah. Oh, healthcare is definitely changing as well.
And then you wonder, you're starting to see more kiosk.
Mm-hmm.
And which means less people.
Correct.
And the you know they're working right now on AI to try to figure out
absolutely
how you can just walk in and stare at a AI person and order it.
Yes.
And she say, okay, would that be cash or would that be card?
Right.
And then you can do it right there. So,
yes, you don't even need a person. You don't even need a human being to, you know, take care of you anymore.
Yeah.
I think McDonald's is considering leaving the state because of how bad the costs
are. Not McDonald's.
There's are actually there? A lot. Well, I don't know per se about McDonald's, but there are a lot of businesses that are pulling out of California for
because
those reasons.
Yeah.
Especially the fast food piece
and,
of it.
And the thing about it is, we went to we were coming up out of the mountains.
Yeah.
You took me up there
right.
for that.
Yes.
You probably saw
it. For your birthday, yeah.
Yeah, for my birthday. And we stopped at a local place here.
Yeah.
Because, well, who knows? Probably wasn't any food in the house. No. But we stopped.
Well,
that's
true, too. Yeah,
stopped on the way back. And for two burgers, medium. Mm-hmm. This is a medium-sized meal for two of us.
Yes.
$25.
Oh, gosh.
$25 for a medium meal.
Absolutely.
At this place. And they're not out of the range of anybody else. They don't advertise those, but In-N-Out, you can get the same meal for like $17.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
You know, come on.
I know.
And
I know.
So I don't know how these people with franchises are doing it, because everything for them, from what I understand, it's volume. They only make like 1%. So it's a volume thing for them.
Absolutely.
And you cut back.
Absolutely. Well, you have to. You still have to start sharpening your pencil somewhere and figure out what makes business sense to keep the doors open and your employees happy.
And it's not just fast food, from what I understand, is you get regular restaurants where they're paying people, you know, the $18.
Well,
or, you know,
there's
something
competition.
Like that. Now their people have a tendency to go someplace else.
Absolutely.
So now you've got to pay more there.
You do. You do. Absolutely. And so there's the compression of that. So the small guy, you know, look at, we've had a lot of really amazing restaurants leave and stop
ones across
doing,
the street.
Yes.
Yeah.
They can't keep up. Yeah. It's definitely a deal.
And even bigger ones.
Absolutely, yes.
Moonstone,
I know. I'm so sad.
I know.
I'm so sad. Love them to pieces. Wish them all the best, but we're so sad. Yeah.
But, you know, the place, La Cabana.
Yeah, right across the street. Love them.
And but there's just, and then you, but so what happens, you get these national franchises coming in that are owned by the Nationals.
Yeah.
I don't know how many more chicken places we can put in Reading, frankly.
Well, we've got another one going in. Chick-fil-A's going in.
I know.
Costco.
I know.
I said, my gosh, we've got two, but they're busy. You see how busy they are?
They are.
So busy. I know.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's move on
Let's
to
move on.
Other things that
All
are
right.
happening.
other things that are happening? Well, you know, we've got a lot of events coming up from NO2 employment sites. In fact, Julia Ray Corbin-Smith just stopped by. She is one of our Dancing with the Stars, and she's got some events coming up, some fundraising events for One Safe Place, mm-hmm. which is phenomenal. So I'll let her take it away.
Good morning, Julia Ray.
Good morning. Sorry for my delay.
It's okay. You're probably trying to get coffee at some place.
Or dropping a baby off at daycare.
Well, that's...
I wish it was coffee. Okay. I wish it was coffee.
When you say that, dropping a baby off at daycare, I'm thinking you're going through that. You're going through the window and you're just tossing them in saying, hey, change them. That thing needs to be changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be back.
I wish it was that easy.
No. You know, okay. Well, let's talk about that. You're Dance with the Stars.
I am. I'm Dancing with the Stars. I am one of six.
Did you, did I show you my best in show last
you
time?
You did.
It was kind of like at a dog show. I was best in show. You know, I got a flea collar and all that.
You were the best.
But for 90 seconds.
Did you only have one dance or two dances?
It's two dances.
Yeah.
In the first one, we all just kind of floundered. But the second dance, you got to find the dance that works for you.
We don't get a choice.
Oh. Well, for me, it was the tango because it's straight lines.
Oh.
And after the first time we practiced, Kathy said to me, no twirls for you, no circles, nothing. It's straight lines. And that's what I did.
I do get dizzy. I can't disclose what my dances are, but I do get dizzy. But, yes.
The money goes to a good cause.
Yes, One Safe Place. You know, there's sexual assault, domestic violence out there, resources that people don't really realize that they're out there for them for free, and I get to be an advocate for them for forever, but specifically during this time.
And when we talk about domestic violence, people always think women, but they have a number of men down there.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
It's domestic violence is both sides on this, and it's all wage gaps,
earners.
Or all income, mm-hmm. I should say, from high income to no income.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's also, you know, they have the counseling, they have the transitional housing, they have the crisis management line. They have so many resources that nobody really knows about. So to just have the privilege as the regional director of O2 and to be an advocate for them and support both is just a phenomenal opportunity.
Okay, so what's your event you have coming up?
So I got a couple. So I've got a barbecue where we're delivering. O2 Employment Services employees will deliver lunch on 9/11. And then I have a sip, snack, stretch, and sound event that's going to happen at Turtle Bay. On September 23rd.
Say that again.
Sip, snack, stretch, and sound.
Okay. Sip, snack. I thought you said snip, and I thought, that's going to be an interesting one. I might even go to that one. Snip, or so it's sip, snack, stretch, and sound.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm partnering with Sarah Wallace from Strive for Epic and mm-hmm. Tessa Borquez for Alacrity Destinations. And Sarah always does these sips and stretches at mm-hmm. Kelly's Pub and Wine. Mm-hmm. Well, I like to snack during it too. So I said, why not just incorporate what I like to do? Sip and snack and stretch and sound. So let's.
What's the sound part?
So it's the bowls. So meditation. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Saw that in a movie once. Yeah, I have never. Have you ever been any place they make the sounds with the bowls?
Ben? Oh, no.
Yep, there we are. So that should be interesting.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
No, it will be fun.
Yeah,
and where's that going to be?
It's going to be at Turtle Bay. So
where at?
In the auditorium area, in the actual museum area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So it'll be.
You could have more people
Bay.
There if you did it in the underneath the bridge.
Yeah.
You could probably get dozens of people that have never seen this before that live down there.
That don't pay. Yes, I need their money.
Okay, one of the things that this is all the dancers try to earn money.
Yeah,
and all the the very first Dance with the Stars, money was not a part of it. They just
Oh really?
Oh yeah. It wasn't until like the third one, Maybe it started with the second one that people started. And then it got to be the battle between Wind River and Sierra Pacific. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of money changed hands during that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, when's this going to be? 9/11 is where, what, the barbecue?
Yep, you can order 9/11. So tomorrow is the cutoff for pre-ordering your lunches, and we will deliver them on 9/11, so a week from tomorrow. That's going to be cooked by C.R. Gibbs and Raw and U.S. Foods.
All right.
Yeah.
And the what are you offering in that? I mean, is it like?
It's $20.
Yeah.
And it's a tri-tip lunch with two sides. Beans and mac salad.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll come family style to the offices, and they can make their own sandwiches and enjoy lunch with their teams.
Okay.
Yeah.
No drinks.
No drinks.
No, it's okay. They have drinks there.
Yeah.
They have a whole shelf of drinks in there. Yeah, but then everybody, it's probably against the workers' code or something like that. If I serve
depends on what kind of drink.
Depends on what kind of drinks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is Julie Ray, Corbin Smith. She's Dancing with the Stars. And how do people get a hold of you for the 9/11?
So they can reach out to me directly at 02. They can give me a call, or they can email me at the letter J, Corbin Smith at 02ES.com.
Okay. And then the other one, do you just show up?
Nope, they'll want to reach out to me the same way because there is limited space, and that is $100 per person, and all the proceeds will go back to One Safe Place.
You can write them off, too.
Yep, you can write that off.
You can write all this off.
100%.
Because you'll give them a receipt.
Yep, we will give them a receipt. I'm actually sending them directly to One Safe Place website, so they get a receipt right from there.
I'm horrible at that. You know, when we bought that trip to go on up in the mountains.
Yeah.
And that was a, I don't even know if I have a receipt for that, but I think I do. But all those are write-offs for your, for your business or your personal stuff there.
Okay. 100%.
Mm-hmm. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I need to head to pretty soon. It's been around since 1960. Been in the same place since probably 66 or 67. It's a veteran-owned business. I've never had a bad haircut there in 17 years. And my friends, it's a barbershop, Cypress Square Barbershop. It's not a hair salon. No, you will not get dues. You will get a haircut and a great haircut. And I do it by just giving them a call at 530-244-9478. I make an appointment, so it works for me. In fact, I probably need to call them after the show and ask them, aren't I supposed to be coming in there at some point? Because Ted Lighty and I, go in together so we can harass each other. And the one who finishes first gets to cut the rest of the other guy's hair.
Oh.
So, no, you never get a bad haircut there. Tim and Logan are just nice young men. It's a great place. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop is right off Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Right there. Just park, walk in. We'll be right back with O2 Employment Services.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared saunas support weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Book for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Welcome back. 3-5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96. Boy, that was abrupt. What happened to the kind of tailing off? You know, I've still got areas. I can still work with the amount of money I pay you since I pay you over the amount that the state forces me to pay people.
True.
Okay. This portion, speaking of that, is brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Patrick is a veteran of the 101st Air Assault Division. He is former law enforcement, went into the law, went to law school, went to work for the insurance companies, didn't like what he saw, came out and has opened up his own business in Palo Cedro, and he's got the largest workers' comp office north of Sacramento. And the guy's an honest guy. If, you know, work injuries can be life-changing, and without treatment, you may not recover. So you may call Patrick, and he'll tell you, nope, everything's going the way it is. It seems like it's not, but it is. You don't need to get the legal side into it. Others that you will need help, and that's what Patrick Gorman can do for you. He's an honorable man. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. For those righteous workers' comp claims.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right.
Because, you know, workers' comp, that you all, if we go through your services,
mm-hmm.
you're the one that's on the hook for everything.
We are. So
I don't mean to say it like that, but you're the ones that you're looking at these things in advance.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Especially from the staffing side and even from the teamwork HR side.
Yeah.
So with the staffing side, they are our employees, right, that we're sending out to businesses. So we have a responsibility and a duty to make sure that they're going to a safe work site.
Absolutely.
That our employees are going to a job site that has protections in place if they need PPE, you know, if they're laborers or, you know, what kind of lifting, bending, mm-hmm. stretching. Are they going to be on ladders? How high? You know, all of those things. So we definitely have a responsibility because if the employee gets injured or hurt, we're the ones that have to mitigate that claim. And so the employee would come back to us. We'd send them to, you know, the medical network provider and go through that whole process.
Do you have people that you put out as to employers that come back to you and say, hey, I just, there's stuff going on here?
We do.
I'm sure that must happen.
We do. On occasion, we have employees that come back and say, hey, this is not a safe work environment, or they're throwing me up on some roof somewhere and I'm not supposed to be on there.
Or I don't like the way I'm being treated.
Absolutely. Yeah. So those are all situations that we have to address and figure out, is this a good spot for this employee? Is it not? Should we even be in relationship with the employer? Those are sometimes questions we have to ask, and we have to figure out, is this a good fit for us? Because not every business is a good fit for our employees.
No, that's true. There's some businesses that the employee just is not going to thrive.
Correct.
And if your employee thrives, your business is going to thrive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And there are sometimes that the employers just don't want to do the right thing. You know, it's far and few between, but we do have some of those. And even with the Teamwork HR side, we actually write the work comp policy. We are an insurance carrier. So we actually have the services that we provide for the claims mitigation. In the event you go through a lawsuit, we help assist with all of that. We make sure that your employees, your safety programs are in place. We have a third-party company that we work a lot with called Got Safety, and we utilize their services. In fact, they help with the workplace violence prevention plan. They make sure your employees have their safety training. It's not just a piece of paper that says, here's the code of safe practices when you're hired, and you better be safe on the job and no messing around, no horseplay. But you also better have specifics to your job place or your work site. So if you're out digging ditches, like, what does that look like? What shovels? How, you know, when do you take breaks? How's your heat illness plan play into effect? There's a lot of booby.
What kind of shovel? I mean, I can, and the rest of them, I can, okay.
Well,
what
it's not
kind
like
of
you,
shovel you're
you,
using?
You don't the use one, a trowel. You're not going to use a little tiny trowel. You're going to use a big shovel. Maybe, you know, flathead. I don't know. I'm going way back to my construction day.
No, I understand what you're saying. It's just, when I was thinking about it, because there's so many regulations from this state.
Everything.
You can walk into a real storm.
Oh.
Not because mm-hmm. you're trying.
No.
Not because you're trying to cut
no.
Cut corners. You're trying to do the right thing, but all of a sudden, there's a new law out there.
Absolutely.
And now you're on the hook for that.
Yes, yes.
To
yes.
tell me as an employer,
correct.
Carl, you need to do this.
Absolutely.
You need to have, you know, earplugs.
Yes.
Because of the shows that's
on there. Exactly. Because you have those laughing hyena O2 girls that laugh really loud.
So what happens if you're injured at a sip, snack, stretch, and sound?
Hey, you know what? That's a great question. Because if you're requiring your employees to go, right?
Right.
So you say, hey, Mr. Non-Exempt Employee, you're an hourly employee, and I'm saying you're required to go to our community event that we're sponsoring. That is paid time.
Yeah.
The employer must pay that employee to go to that event. In the event that they're injured or hurt on the job, it becomes a workers' comp situation. So it's really important you make sure employees volunteer to go to these events, or you know, or you put limitations, like if they're going to be sipping, what are they sipping? Are we sipping, you know, soda or water, or is it going to be alcohol? What's your policy? And you know what? That goes back to even workplace, you know, parties. We're coming up on the holidays. We've got workplace parties. That's a whole nother level of liability.
I'm so ignorant.
Everything you have to think of, then, when you don't think of it.
We've had, you know, like our 10-year anniversary in here, and people were just packed this place, and there was a lot of champagne flowing
of
that night.
Of course there was, absolutely. Yeah. And then it becomes an employer's responsibility. How are your employees getting home? So, you know, if we have an event that we know that there's going to be drinking, we make sure employees have a safe ride home. There's an Uber event. Are they volunteering their time, or is this a paid work event? You know, we do a lot of golf community.
If you invite, say, your employees to your, say you have an annual Christmas party.
Correct.
And you invite them to that, it's an invite. It doesn't mean they have
to
come.
It's a voluntary event.
Yeah.
So it's a voluntary event. They're not required to come.
So then it's at your house, it's not at the work.
Right.
You're not really on the hook for them then, right?
You are. It's not where you're at, it's who you're with. And
so
that's kind of the premise of it. So even though it's a voluntary event, so number one, you said, hey, I'm having a holiday party at my home. We'd love for you and your spouse or significant other to come. Please join us. We're going to have, you know, beverages and, you know,
food,
and we're going to do a little gift exchange, like a little white elephant gift exchange, right? The funnest time of the year. And so
I want to be invited to your party.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty off the hook.
Okay.
They're amazing. But
anyway.
But you also then say, hey, but in the event that you're drinking, one, I need to make sure you're of age, because if you're underage, you're not drinking.
And we all look at Ben.
We did. my cognac. Exactly. I'm sorry, Ben. You are never going to live that down.
What was the other one you had? You had another one, too. What was it? It was...
He's not going to say.
Hegemony or something like that?
It's all right, Ben. We love you, and that's okay. You don't need to know what cognac is.
It was that fancy food. What was it called?
Oh. Okay, I'll think about it.
Okay, all right. But anyhow, so as an employer, you do have a responsibility, and you also want to make sure your employee has a safe way home.
Okay.
So, you know, Uber, say we're going to
reimburse you. Even though he comes on their own time.
On their own time.
Freely, they're not, you know, and all that. Okay.
You want to mitigate your risk as much as possible. And so, you know, while you're trying to do a good deed, as they say, no good deed goes unpunished. And sometimes things happen to good people, and we just want to try to mitigate that as much as possible. I do have some clients that actually have like a summer party at a water park event. Mm-hmm. And they actually have them sign off, like, not a waiver of liability, but an understanding that, you know what, there's no drinking, there's, you know, rides available home. If you get injured or hurt, we're not taking responsibility. You're responsible for yourself. It doesn't necessarily mean it completely voids all liability, but at least you've gone over the ground rules. Employee. So.
All right. Isn't that something?
It's crazy.
Isn't that something?
Got to protect yourself.
Yeah, you do.
It is. You really do. You do.
All right. We got to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
A kiss to build a dream on. When I'm alone with my fancies,
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Toby Keith, God bless him. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I am here with O2 Staffing with Jennifer Cram, who is Director of Operations, and Jay Corbin-Smith, who is the Regional Director, who is also Dancing with the Stars and has, very quickly, we'll go over this again, you have two events.
Two events.
You can get a barbecue, family-style...
Barbecue lunch, 9/11.
Lunch on 9/11. You just have to call O2 Employment Services at 530-223-4674.
Yep.
Make your order.
Yep.
And you can pay through it. You'll pay through it through One Safe Place. This is for Dancing with the Stars.
Yep.
You also have SIP. Now, get this. I don't remember a lot of things. SIP, Snack, Stretch, and Sound.
Good job. Yes.
There you go.
On and that's 9/23.
And that's going to be at?
Turtle Bay.
And when does the, when is Dancing with the Stars?
I like to say my dance recital is on October 12th.
Okay, now here's the advice. There's going to be like 900 people in there. Mm-hmm. So don't get worried about that. Because everybody's smiling, and you know why? They are just so thankful they are not up there. And so they are cheering for you. Just think of that.
I hope so.
No, they will be.
It'll be a good time.
And we're talking, of course, with things like office parties and Christmas parties, how you can be held liable. And one of our people just said, this is great advice because you don't think about that.
No, you think you're doing a good thing and it's just a celebration. And unfortunately, something has happened over the years that has created the negative piece of it, right? And so, meaning that somebody is sued, somebody's gotten in an accident, something has happened, and it's come back on the liability of the employer.
Yeah, and then it goes against your homeowner's insurance.
Correct.
Or something like
or
that.
Your
that's
workers'
not your
comp. And it becomes a situation. So, yeah. It's one of those things that, you know, employers sometimes forget about and don't take into consideration. So it's important.
Yeah. Okay, so that's something else.
I wouldn't say anything.
Well, that's because you'd be sober and be my you'd be my designated driver for all the guests.
That's right.
Yeah.
You would trust my driving?
Yeah, you're right. The young man's had a couple of incidents. All right.
Not his fault. Okay.
How can you miss an 18-passenger van? Some guy runs into him.
Oh, shoot. Oh, no.
But at least he admitted it was his fault.
Thank goodness.
And
he
nobody
did.
Was hurt.
Which nobody
I think
was hurt.
That's rare good. That people will. Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
But yeah,
don't
because
admit fault.
That will admit fault. Like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you want to tell? What do you want to leave with employers out there that are listening right now, Jennifer? On, you know, could be a couple of different things. We talked about how your responsibility doesn't end when they walk out your office door.
No, it doesn't. You know, I think it's harder and harder for employers to really do the business that they went into business for because of all of these rules and regulations. I think it's really important for employers to stay up on labor law. It's grueling. It's painful. That's why you absolutely should reach out to us mm-hmm. at O2 Employment Services. That's what we do day in and day out. I just want to give myself a little shout out because I just celebrated my 10-year anniversary yesterday with being with O2 Employment Services. Oh. And I am so honored and privileged to be there. I love what I do. I love working with my clients. I love our community. I love the people I work with. And it makes a huge difference for all employers and employees, for employees to love what they do. And it really shows because then it's a reflection of your business. And I'm super proud of that. I feel like I found a home in what I do and being able to help people and being able to share the information that we have in a way that they can understand, because sometimes I've read the regulations. They're miserable. They're absolutely miserable.
They're written by lawyers.
Absolutely. Yes.
To be read by lawyers.
Exactly. And somebody to interpret them, but we can put it in a way that's a layman's terms that actually people get, because we work with all different kinds of industries, from construction to high-end attorney's offices to doctor's offices, to restaurants, to coffee houses, you name it. We're in every industry under the sun. And not everybody has the time to sit down and read about...
Or the people.
That's a lot of words.
I know. I did. That's
too bad I'm not reading them.
You are not wrong.
Well, you know what? There's it's because you get a law that's... 100 pages thick, and it could be worse, a lot worse, but mm-hmm. just to say 50 pages, mm-hmm. and you start going through this, you need somebody that's going to interpret this correctly, because sometimes it could be interpreted three, four different ways.
Absolutely.
And then what do you do?
And there are even times in our office that we sit down and say, no, I feel our interpretation is this, and then somebody will go, no, I read it like this, and so then we have to reach out to legal counsel, but we'll find that out for you. And, you know...
And instead of you paying $400 an hour,
yes,
we pay you.
Right.
So you can pay somebody.
Correct. Or we'll get you the right information so that you can make good business decisions.
$400 an hour also bothers me, but that's okay.
It's probably more.
It depends on. Some attorneys are even more.
When I came back from Iraq this last time, mm-hmm. I thought, maybe I'll go to law school. And I thought, yeah, 3 years and, you know, all that. And I was, you know... Anyway. And also... I couldn't because my parents were married.
Oh.
I understand that you have to pass a certain... No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, I was going to say, I'm like, oh, sweet goodness, I don't even
bastard.
Know. I don't even...
That's not a bad word. Okay. All
right. We're taking a turn here.
We're taking a turn. It's going downhill quick.
Going downhill quick.
Now, so the things that you do is keeping people like me out of trouble.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. From small businesses to large businesses. Mm-hmm.
Yes. We are your risk mitigator.
Okay.
So you're going to call me or any one of our HR specialists and say, Jennifer, Terry, Allura, I have a situation. We're going to say, okay, let's play the reel all the way to the end. Here's your most risk. Here's your least risk. Well, that's where are we at? What do we want to do with this
situation?
Now,
to people that aren't your clients call you and at least start a process as they, you know.
We do. We do some consulting services, which we've actually opened up that door a little bit more lately because we've realized that there are so many people out there that just need help with a handbook. They might need help with some documents. They might want an arbitration agreement. They want a new hire packet for
their
new hire.
So it's kind of a la carte menu, which is great. That's a great idea.
It is. And so we've really opened that up, and we also do some HR consulting. Sometimes it might be for 3 months. It might be for 6 months or a year, and we have a retainer for that. Especially if you're going to grow your business or you really want to have somebody get in with a fine-tooth comb and go through your policies, your procedures, and your handbook that hasn't been updated since 1986. So we want to make sure we get you up to speed and help you and keep you compliant.
Okay.
The a la carte is actually a great option.
For people who are starting. You don't call it a la carte, probably.
We do.
That's exactly what we call it.
Well, and it does because, you know, okay, I need my HR handbook.
Yep, correct.
Updated.
Yep.
Here you go.
Absolutely.
And the nice thing is we have one handbook, and then we customize certain things for them.
Okay.
So
correct.
Because different businesses probably have different things.
They do. Mm-hmm. They might have holiday pay. They might not. Holidays are not required to be paid. Vacation is not required to be paid. Employees sometimes think it is, but it's not. It's a benefit that the employer is offering, you know, but we include your sick leave, any other policies, cell phone policies, whatever you have. We'll include all those things for you.
Showing up clean for work.
That's right. Yeah. Showing up with good hygiene and showing up on time, not 1 minute late.
Or 15.
Or 15. Yeah.
He's never been 15.
You can say you're fired.
You are on a roll today.
You're on a roll today.
I love this job so much.
I love it.
Okay. Now, how do people, our last minute here, how do people get a hold of y'all, Jennifer?
Absolutely. Reach out to us by phone, which is the 530-223-4674, or you can go to our website, which is o2es.com. I won't do the www.o2es.com. I'm aging myself. But we also have a contact us on our website, which is that o2es.com. You can go right on there and say, hey, I'm interested in your services. I'm interested. I have a question. Sometimes it might just be a quick phone call with an HR person. And we do that often. So please know we're a local resource for you guys.
All right. And I'm going to take a look at your a la carte menu. Because we probably have to update some things here. Thank you so much for being with us
today.
Thank you for having us.
It's always a pleasure.
We love it.
And good luck with your sip, snack, stretch, and sound.
You'll never forget it.
How could I?
Thank you.
Everybody
so
have a great day, and God bless America.
Amen.
Casey and Oz.